Ichnan said to Baishu like this. Now, V'yomalei, Tai says, who said to? V'yomalei pirish Rabbi Ishiya Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Ishiya now said back to Rabbi Yechanan. Means, omalei, that Rabbi Ishiya said back to Rabbi Yechanan, V'yomalei Rabbi Yaisi koi kavosach, that Rabbi Yaisi goes like you. So Tai says, I mean to say, pirish Rabbi Ishiya Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yaisi, sada kavosach, hashta masad Rabbi Ishiya svirlei, alibu Rabbi Yaisi, mtamalam afreya hanim with Rabbanin. That Rabbi Ishiya said, you should know, Rabbi Ishiya told Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Yaisi goes like you. The Oma that Rabbi Yaisi says, Mikan labo metama, that midiraisa, it's only tama, Mikan labo. In other words, like we're saying now, Miksa seyam kukuloi. If you see on the seventh day in the afternoon, so the seventh morning you were tor. It's called the complete day. That you see in the afternoon, you're only tama, Mikan labo, from then on. Like we had before, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. The Isha that was Tama yesterday, today in the morning she didn't see, so today she's Tor. And when they brought the Korban Pesach today, it was a good Korban Pesach. If she sees in the afternoon, she's only Tama Mikan Labor from then onwards, but not from before. So Rabbi Ishiya said that you go like Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi Yod, you say this Mikseh Sayyim, what was done up until now is Tor Gomer, and if you become Tama later on, it's only from then onwards. I, the kasher is, I, Rabbi Yosef, I'm afraid you, the Yomer. I, Rabbi Yosef himself says in the next brisa, though, that you are Tamil, I'm afraid. So, the Chura, Mal, I'm afraid, Midrabbonin. So, what does it mean, I'm afraid? It's only Midrabbonin. But, Midirais, the Taka, the Lacher is, Miksa Sayyim, that morning that you were Tor, you remain Tor. If you see in the afternoon, you're only Tamil from then onwards. Midirais. After it says, I'm afraid, you're Tamil from before, that's only Midrabbonin. For the Gemara now, a new kasha now. Good, so that's Chan Rav Yosi, so that's Chan Rav also. The Rav holds like Rav Yosi. Kitsi, you say, Miksas Yom Kukuloi, you could divide a day up in half. For the Gemara now, a new kasha. Rav Yosi, according to Rav Yosi Shita, Michti, let's see. Sova Miksas Yom Kukuloi. He holds half of a day is like a whole day. See, if so, Zova Gemura, to Maisi Korbin, Hechi Mishkachas Lo. How do you ever have a case an Isha become a Zava Gemura? A Zava Gemura means, like we said, there are these 11 days between one cycle of Nidah to the next cycle, that if an Isha sees 3 days in a row, then she becomes a Zava. If she only sees one day, the lach of one day is, we have to wait till the next day. If she doesn't see the next day, then she's Torah, that's all. So Akasha Korn Shreb Yasi, Kivon de Chavya, Bepalgu de Yayma, Idach Palgu de Yayma, Solok Leili Shimmer. Korn Shreb Yasi, even if she saw the first day, the second day, and the third day. Good, she saw Sunday. Now when it comes Monday morning you say Miksas Yom Kukulai, so Monday morning is like a Shimmer, like a watch that she's tore for yesterday. So finished, she's tore. If she sees now Monday afternoon, it's like a new count. So she only saw one day. Then she sees again Tuesday afternoon. So again, Tuesday morning is a shimmer, a watch, for yesterday. So she's Torah. That she sees Tuesday afternoon, it's a new seeing, it's only one day. So the old Miksas Yom Kukuloi, how do you ever have it that she sees, she has to see for 3 days to be Tomei 3 days straight? You never have 3 days straight. Half of the day is over, the morning is always good for yesterday's shimmer. So she's Torah. That she sees the next day, it should be counted a new count. How do you have it 3 days in a row? So one Torah says, Einachanami, that he boy is saying, the koshofa tlosa tlosa yem abad yadodi. One Torah says, Einachanami, we're talking about the Isha Mamish had a flow of dam for 3 days straight. Allah daska Mamish gushing dam, but she was staining straight for 3 days straight, Einachanami. According to Rabbi Yosef, the only way you'll have a zav and midi raisa, if 3 days straight, Shitaka didn't stop to see dam. Then you can't say, Miksas Yom Kukuloi. There's no hair for the day to say, helps for yesterday. She's always kesed is seeing them for the next, for those 3 days. V'boy, you say, another Torah says like this. I tell you, the Chazya Tlasu Yomi, she saw during these 11 days, 3 days straight, but Somach L'Shkiyah Sachama. She saw it right before Shkia, and Poshita means right after Shkia. So the kids say she saw it at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. So since the beginning of the next day she's still seeing, you can't say the beginning of the next day is like a Tyra for this day. Because since at the beginning of the day she was seeing, so that's it. You can't say Miksas Yom Kukuloi like divide the day in three or four. It's only if the beginning of the day is tor, so that beginning helps for yesterday. But if the beginning of the day when she saw now she's tamei, so that's it. Today is tamei. So Yivoy Yisema, the Chazia, Tlosa Yom, she saw 3 days, Samach Lashkiya Sachama. There was no beginning of any one day to say that at the beginning of that day she was tor. So the beginning of that day can be called like a whole day of Tyra. For yesterday, you don't have it. Because it's talking about she saw at the beginning of all these 3 days. So that's another way you can have it. She becomes a Zava for 3 straight days. Hajjun Alecha Arani Nazi. You're holding Daf Tes Zayin Nomad Aleph, the new Perek. Mishnah says, Misha Omar Hareini Nozir. Somebody says, I want to become a Nozir, so it's Stam Nazirus. So the halacha is Megaleach Yoim Shloshim V'Yechad. We had before that Stam Nazirus is 30 days. Therefore, you're supposed to wait till the 31st day, then you take your haircut. But V'Yim Gilach L'Yoim Shloshim, if you take your haircut on the 30th day itself, then we say Yotza. Then you are Yotze. This we had before in the first parak of the Machlekes, between Bar Poda and Yisleh, that Bar Poda learns Bechlal, every stamp, every Nazirus is only 29 days. Therefore, if you take haircut the 30th day, you're Yotze. Just with the Rabbanon, you're always supposed to wait till the 31st day. But with the Evid, if you take haircut on the 30th day, you're Yotze. And before we had Rav Masna, he was the one that said no, that even if you learn Stam Nazirus is 30 days, but we say, Miksas Hayom Kukulai, on the 30th day itself, Miksas of the day is like the whole day. Therefore, b'di'evit, if you take haircut on the 30th day, you're Yotze 30 days. But l'chatchidlo, you're supposed to wait till the 31st day, because we hold Stam Nazirus is 30 days. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nozir Shloshim Yoim? He speaks out clearly that he wants his Nazirus to be for 30 days, not Stam, but he speaks out 30 days. Then we say, Im Gilach Liyom Shloshim Lo Yotza. If you take Yekut on the 30th day, now you're not Yotza. Because according to Bar Podom, Stam Nazirus is 29 days. But if you speak out you want 30 days, for sure the Nazirus has to be 30 days. So you can't take Yekut until the 31st day. And even according to Rav Masna, we have that holds Miksa Sayan Kukula. But over here, if you speak out clearly you want 30 days, that means you want Shleimim. You want a complete 30 days. Therefore, you can't take Yekut till after the 30 days, until the 31st day. See, if you take Yekut, you're not Yotza. And you'll have to wait another 30 days so you can take another Yekut. What about somebody says, Misha Nozar Shtei Nazirus? Somebody's mekal upon himself to be a Nozar 2 times. One and then a second time. Halacha is Megaleach Esarishoyne Yom Shloshim V'Yechad. Like the beginning, Stam Nazirus is 30 days. So you take Yekut on the 31st day. V'yasashniyo, then you start counting your second Nazirus. And when does that end? When do you take your second Yekut? Yom Shishim V'yechad. You have to wait till the 61st day. That's called the 31st day of your second Nazirus. What about V'yim Gilech Esarishayna Yom Shleshim? Let's say B'di'evet you took Yekut on the 30th day. It's like we had in the Reisha, the Mishnah, Yoyotza. Because either Mixas Hayom Kukulai, you only said Stam Nazirus as 30 days, and Nixus of the 30th is like the whole 30th. So if you take Yekut on the 30th day, you are Yotza. Now that you did it already, we say Megaleach Es Hashniya Yom Shishim. L'chatchila now, you're allowed to take your second Yekut on the 60th day. Because the 30th day, that's like the first day of your second Nazirus. Therefore, you have 31 days. And the 31 day is Yom 60, Yom Shishim, you can take your second echad on the 60th day, L'chatchila. V'yim Gilach Yom Shishim Chosar Echad, but let's say you took your second echad on the 59th day, 60 minus 1, is also Yotza, B'di'evad Yotza. Because your first echad you took on Yom Shloshim, because we say Mixas Yom Kukulai. So when you took your echad and you brought your kabonis, you finished your first Nazirus. So you started your second Nazirus at the end of the 30th day. So the 30th day is called number 1. What's called number 30? The 59th day. So the 59th day, that's the 30th day of your second Nazirus. So b'di'evad, if you take your haircut on the 59th day, you also yaitza the second Nazirus. V'zu edis heyed Rebbe Papayas. This is the edis now that Rebbe Papayas said over.
Ami she'nozer shtei nezirus. That if somebody was makabel upon himself to be a nozer for two times, one and then a second time. Shim gilach eser rishayna yom shleishim. He said, oh, but they say this, that if the person took the first haircut on the 30th day, so he say, b'dievet his yaitza. Even though the chatchilu is supposed to wait until the 31st day, but if he took the first haircut on the 30th day, his yaitza. Shem gilach eser rishayna yom shleishim agaleach es hashniya liyayim shishim. That now the chatchila, you're allowed to take the second haircut on the 60th day. Because since the 30th day is also number 1 for the second Nezirus, so the second Nezirus really ends on number 59, and the day after that that you're supposed to take a haircut is the 60th day. Therefore, l'chatchila, you're allowed to take the second haircut on Yom Shishim. But v'yim gilach l'yom shishim chaser echad, let's say you took your second haircut on day number 59, which is really the 30th day of the second Nezirus, yotza. You are Yaitza, but the Yevid, you Yaitza, take an haircut on the 30th day itself. That's the Chiddush about Mishnah. Sheyayim shal shleishim oilolei min aminyin. Because the first 30th day that you took your first haircut, so since you took a haircut then, you're saying, Miksas yem kukulai. It's like that morning was the end of the first Nazirus. And then you brought your Kabbonis that day, so you totally finished your first Nazirus. Now the end of that day is the beginning of the second Nazirus. So the 30th day is number 1 for the second Nezirus. That's why B'dievid, number 59, is called the 30th day of your second Nezirus. So you could, B'dievid, if you take a haircut then, you're Yaitza. What about Misham, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, I want to become a Nazir. Nitma, to became a Stam Nezirus, is 30 days. Now Nitma Yom Shloshim. Let's say he became Tommy, touched the mace, on the 30th day itself. So the 30th day, minastam, you're still a nazir. So lachar is seisur esakel. You have to start over again, a complete new nazirus. Just like if you touch your mace on the 29th day or 28th day, you have to start over again, the same thing on the 30th day. Even though we hold mixas of yom kukulei, that's only if you took a haircut, if you end your nazirus, then it's called the end. But normal, you don't end it on the 30th day, so the whole 30th day is still called part of the nazirus. Therefore, if you became Tamei on the 30th day itself, that's called you became Tamei during Nezirus, then it says to Resakil. You have to start over again. Rabbi Eliezer Oimeno, and it says to Elishiva. You only have to wait 7 days until you become Tor, and then you can bring a Kabbonis. Now, the Rabbi Eliezer holds that we say Mixas Yom Kukulai, even though you didn't do anything. In other words, the 30th day itself, since in the morning you were Tor, you had a little bit of the 30th day that you were Tor, and that alone is considered like you finished your Nezirus. So if you became Tomei later on in the day, it's not Seisr, it doesn't take away from the first 30 days that you counted. So true, you Tomei, now you can't bring Kabbonis. You have to wait till you become Tor. Wait 7 days until you become Tor, and then you can bring your Kabbonis for the first Nezirus. That's what Rabbi Eliezer Shita. What about somebody says, Hareini Nozir Shloshim Yoyim? Somebody speaks out clearly, not stam, but he speaks out clearly that he wants to be a nazir for 30 days. Now, nitma yom shlishim, soyser es akol. Here everybody agrees, even Rabbi Eliezer. Since you spoke out clearly that you want to be a nazir for 30 days, so the 30th day is completely part of the nazirus. So if you became tummy, you touched a mace, in the middle of the 30th day, it's soyser es akol. It takes away all that you counted, you have to start over again. What about if somebody says, Hareini Nazir Meyayim? I want to become a Nazir for 100 days. Hareini Nazir Meyayim. So Lachar is Nitma Yom Meya. Let's say he becomes Tami now on the 100th day. So since you spoke out clearly you want to be a Nazir for 100 days, you don't say Mixas Yom Kukulai. The 100th day, that day, number 100, that's still part of your Naziris. And you touch the mace that day. So posture therefore should be that you have to throw away all that you counted and you have to start over again. That since number 100 is still part of your Naziris, that's the lacha. If a Nazir becomes Tamei, it's Saisar Esakil, it throws away all that he counted, but he has to start over again. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Eina Saisar Elishloshim. He only has to throw away the last 30 days. In other words, he has to count another 30 days. This we had the Gemara before, to Nugzeres HaKosvev we had before, to say that on the Yom Malois, if you become Tumah in the last day, it's only 30 days. That's all, not more. We had before the Pasuk, Zeus Teres HaNozir, Gzeres HaKosvev, Tiyan Yisrael Alalam Nejoim. But Gzeres HaKosvev, that when the Nezirus is longer than 30 days, and you became Tumah in the last day, so it's only Seisah, you have to count over again another 30 days. Not more. That's trying to bless it. So therefore, here that you already kept 100 days, and on the 100th day itself you became Tomei, you only have to count over again another 30 days. Which means you have to first wait 7 days till you become Tor, and after you become Tor, then you have to count another 30 days. What about Nitma Yoim Meyeviyechot? Let's say, again, you were makabel to be a nazir for 100 days, and you first touched a mace, on number 101, on the 100th first day, you touched a mace. Now, pashna means before you brought your kabonis. So, lachar is, saisa shleishim yoim. You have to be saisa 30 days. We have Eliezer, right? Eliezer says no, and a saisa el shiva. Eliezer holds, since you finished your naziris ready, it's number 101, since you finished your naziris, it's not Saisir at all. You finished 100 days. True, you're Tummy now. So you have to wait 7 days until you become Tor, and then you can bring a Kabonis. The question is, what's Pshat Tana Kama? Why is it Saisir 30 days? So Tosfos on the Beis says that, the third Tosfos, that Nitma B'yom Kuf Aleph is Saisir Shloshim. Tosfos says, Midrabonin B'yalma. Havada, this is only Midrabonin. Because you finished your Naziris already. You're a Nazar for 100 days. And now it's number 101. You're finishing Naziris. So if it became Tomei now, it should not be Saisir at all. That's only Midrabanan. The Mishnah is telling us that you still have to count over another 30 days. That's why even here the Rabbanan agree it's only 30 days. Since number 101 is the day now to bring your, take your haircut, the day to bring the Karbonis, is Gazrina not Hechad Nitma V'yom Shleishim. It's Xerba, maybe you become Tomei the day of the 30th day. So therefore, Midrabanan, you still have to count another 30 days. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says like this. It says, Mishama reni nozer v'nitma yoim shloshim. The person became to be a Stam Nezirus, which is 30 days. And then the Mishnah says, if he became Tomei on the 30th day itself, so Tanakama holds the Seisir et HaKol. You have to start over again a new Nezirus. The 30th day, since you have to keep today to be a Nazir, and you became Tomei today, that's Saisir es HaKol. Rabbi Eliezer, the Mishnah says, Ein a Saisir el Shiva. No, you don't have to start over counting a new Nazirus. You finish counting your first Nazirus. Because again, we said the Svar was, Mixas Hayam Kukulai. Even though you don't do anything special, you didn't take a haircut on the 30th day. But since the 30th day itself, it's possible to say Mixas Hayom, he considers it by itself as if you finished your Naziris. And therefore, if it became Tummy in the afternoon, it's not Saisir the 30 days, but rather only in the Saisir El Shiva. You only have to count 7 days until you become Torah.